Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
John Fanta coming up in about 20 minutes here. Nick and JP back with you. We got Albert Breer coming up at 5:20 today. But it's basically a hump day, a football Friday, an F off Friday, and just a normal Tuesday all in one day today. And that leads us to the exciting docket that we have on the books. Christmas Day basketball, Christmas Day NFL. Which way you leaning?
I'm leaning towards Christmas Day NFL, but I feel really guilty about it. And I think that's the hard part that I'm having. Like, this NFL slate, Nick, is the absolute, it couldn't get worse. It's just, it's a lot of suck on the docket. And I don't know what to do with that information. We have backup quarterbacks versus backup quarterbacks. Games that don't matter. It's Dallas, Washington, Detroit, Minnesota, Denver, and Kansas City. It is just a cornucopia of games I should not have interest in. Meanwhile, in the NBA, now 8 of the 10 games involve, or 8 of the 10 teams are on the Western side. They're all Western teams, but like Donovan versus Darius, or Donovan versus Jalen should have been the end-all, be-all. We should have been talking about this as if this is a great measuring stick game, all these type of things. I don't know what I'm going to do.
I'm going NFL all the way. I think I'm out on the NBA for right now.
You're just out?
It's not even just the Cavs.
Are you so upset with what's going on? Okay, so
no,
it's not the Cavs. What is it?
On any given night, the NBA sucks. The games aren't watchable. The games, it's iso ball and bad defense. Like, it's sloppy. Like, there's nothing. And I don't roll your damn eyes, Jax. Like, this.
Oh, yeah, Jax hates this take.
We finally reached a point where the NBA is unwatchable. Don't ask me. Ask a guy that played in the NBA 15 years ago. He'll tell 15 years ago.
That's definitely not
you. That's when this started. When all the damn leagues started to fall apart was about 15, 20 years ago. And by those dudes. But the guys who were like, I want to wear a headband and oversized
jersey.
Those
dudes are always cranky about today's NBA, though. Like, meet someone that played 20 years ago that isn't cranky about today's NBA.
Listen to Michael. You know what? Listen, I don't stand for a lot of things Michael Jordan stands for.
Inside the NBA is just one big complaint fest about the current NBA.
And they're right. It stinks. I'm going to watch a French alien. Not a literal alien, but you know what I mean. I'm going to watch a French Martian.
Wemby versus the team that won the finals last year in the Thunder. That's a 2:30 game. That's pretty good basketball.
I'm going to lecture you on existentialism, but first I'm going to shoot a 35-foot three-pointer.
Yeah, the 20-year-old French kid doesn't get to me when it comes to like hearing him have his takes about ethical basketball, which he totally, by the way, just stole that from Mobley. That's all he did. He came out and was like, we play ethical basketball. And I'm like, we heard Mobley say that months ago.
I just think the NBA stinks.
He's just
right
ripping
now.
Off content is all it
now,
is.
Now, when we get to playoff basketball, I'm all in.
Oh, so this is what this has become.
Yeah,
you're just now only like playoff basketball.
Yeah, no, I mean, listen, I'll watch. Listen, we're going to get, once football's over, we're going to be watching a lot more NBA than we're happy to say. I'm going to hate watch it, though. I'm gonna get real when I'm real jonesing for some real sports in the middle of February, and we're watching the day before the NBA All-Star break, and literally no one cares. I'm gonna be there.
I mean, I once told you they jack up too many threes for my taste at this point, and I think you said like get your old man off the lawn.
Yeah, I think the problem is since then they've started jacking up more 3-pointers.
They've only increased the volume in it.
You know, we get more and more
each year, set new records as far as more 3-pointers that are taken.
Do you know where we are with the NBA? Where baseball was 3-4 years ago, where there were 3 true outcomes.
Okay, so what you're saying is, we need to speed this game up. So maybe do like what they're talking about with the FIBA stuff, where you go shorter quarters. But they actually radically changed the game. What is basketball going to do to radically change?
Slow the game down. I want the pace dropped by about 15%.
Okay.
Do we have to ban 3-pointers? Do we have to do that? Do we have to limit? Can you only take 25 3-pointers a game? Do we need to alter
the
shot diet?
Limit the amount of 3-pointers. Okay.
By the way, I don't like the idea. I'm just saying, like, that might make the game more watchable.
I mean, it's Dak Prescott versus whoever Washington's going to throw out there.
Yeah, no,
at this
NFL
point.
Smut is better than the best NBA regular season
game
you're going to watch.
A Lions team that is dead against Max Brosmer.
I don't like any of this.
And
I don't like
Broncos
having to have
versus
this take.
A Chiefs team that scored 9 points in a loss last week when they had like 15 guys not even playing because Patrick Mahomes is injured and the whole thing is gone. Like
yep.
These NFL
and it
games.
It could end up being great.
These NFL games stink.
Yep, and everybody in those games is going to be playing
they
hard.
Stink.
You want to go back to the times of Taj Gibson and J.J. Hickson battling on the post rather than watching like a 7-foot dude who can dribble between his legs and shoot over anybody?
By the way, you just mentioned Taj Gibson.
Yeah, you're talking about 15
like
years
it was like
ago.
A throwback. That wasn't even the best
ago,
post matchup 15 years ago to
I know.
Not
well,
involve
you said
Taj
you'd
Gibson.
Go back to that,
Jax was
that
like
NBA.
8, to be fair.
To be fair.
Was really tiny. Yeah. You were really tiny at that point. That's
I was thinking
as far
like,
back as we can expect Jax
like
to go.
Shaq versus Tim Duncan. I was thinking
Jax wasn't around for that. For some of that, you were.
Celtic Shaq and
Bismack Biyombo versus. No, I'm kidding. Now I'm being a dude.
He still plays.
He still does. Poorly.
All right, Jax, you love the NBA, I think, more than any person I've ever met on planet Earth. Give a defense of what this. And this, by the way, this is a slate. A good slate, not what the NFL slate was, but a Cavs-Knicks game might end up stinking. That might be a clunker. But it's Spurs-Thunder, which is awesome. Mavericks, Cooper Flagg just put up 40 the other day. Like, he's incredible.
Christmas game.
Yeah, him against Golden State.
And you said
Draymond
walk out on the Warriors last night.
I don't know what that was.
I mean, come
on.
He just left the bench.
I've seen that plot. I'm done with that. This is the 15th time. This is Grey's Anatomy. The Warriors are Grey's Anatomy.
He left the bench.
It's the same plots, only now we're heightening it with like...
He ejected himself from the game. It's not even like the refs didn't do it. He did it himself.
Yeah,
and didn't
Draymond,
come out, it didn't come out for the rest of the game.
In fairness, Draymond 10 years ago would have punched Steve Kerr out like a real man.
He leads the league in
the
turnovers.
The sissification of Draymond Green has happened.
KD.
Congrats, woke ones.
KD versus LeBron.
Luka on Christmas?
KD versus LeBron, they're 97.
And it's still must-watch TV.
It's not. No,
LeBron
it's must-avoid.
35 plus the other.
Rockets,
played
Rockets,
like
Lakers
12
seems pretty
games.
Fun.
It's a great game.
Kevin, oh my God.
Rockets-Lakers seems pretty fun to me. And then, I don't know about, I mean, Timberwolves versus Nuggets. It's Ant versus Nikola. Like, that's a fun game. It's also, it's also 10:30, so
that's
I don't need
another
it,
thing.
I don't need it to be great. I don't need it to be great.
The NBA stinks. It does. And I hate to be this guy. I hate to be the guy because 6 years ago, I would have been the guy saying, get off my lawn. This is fun. Enjoy the NBA. But where we've gone in 6 years, three-point palooza has gotten to a point. The lack of content, or lack of contact, excuse me. And the look at me Louis in the NBA, who I'm going to say it right now, are more interested in being TikTok superstars than they are NBA players. I'm out.
I will
you
say
gotta
this.
Get me back in. I went from center of the court to being on the baseline. That's what the NBA's done.
On TikTok, making TikTok videos about how he doesn't have a girlfriend. It's worse than any NBA player's doing.
You're like in the Malik video neighbors. Screens in the pandemic.
Yeah, Malik, that's a wide receiver.
He's not even playing. He's not even playing right now. Okay. But the point is that I think there's people out there that are listening and agree to you, by the way, and agree with what you're saying. I think the NBA regular season on a night in night out, like I just went very passionately with the Draymond story from last night. But Jax, nobody's talking about that outside of people that like consume a bunch of daily NBA content. Like I have not seen as little attention paid to the NBA regular season than what's happening right now.
It's just not good. Like, and I don't want to be this guy. Can I just stress this enough? I hate having to be this guy. It's unwatchable. Style of play stinks. The everybody's playing at a ridiculous pace. There's no thought. There's no actual like gamesmanship or game theory going on. Coaches are yelling things from the sidelines. Do something that makes sense. As somebody jacks up a 40-foot three-pointer that makes no damn sense. I hate it. I hate how bad it looks.
Well, what's funny to me, though, is they're going to try to take back Christmas Day. Like, this is their big push. They're going to, because for years,
lose their ass.
Well, for years, they just laid down. And in fact, they moved it to the idea that their, like, MLK Day was going to be their new Christmas Day, because they'd waved the white flag. They'd given up the fight because the NFL had come in there and just basically punched them down in such a big way. And I still think all these bad games, they're still not going to be able to make a dent in the NFL in this.
That's because Jax has never seen Byron Mullins versus Derek Favors.
We will watch
the golden age of NBA bigs.
I can't believe it, though. Our eyeballs are going to be on Max Brosmer over anything that matters. There's going to be a collective amount of people in the millions that choose Max Brosmer over Kevin Durant versus LeBron James.
Because we've seen that one before. But LeBron versus Kevin Durant is Fast 9.
Well, so is this why maybe it's not as good?
We're going to outer space now, guys.
So have they not done a good enough job promoting the next level of player? Because I think you're onto something there, and I've said before, that idea that they're doing it now with Wemby. But for years, they went back to the cash cow that is LeBron, Steph, KD, and just kept throwing that in people's faces, and they did it in such a way. I get it. You got ratings, but you did nothing to keep the conversation moving for the next generation, and now you're in a little bit of a spot where even trying to get people to get on board for Wemby versus the reigning NBA Finals with SGA and the Thunder is not hitting the way that people want it to.
It's because everyone knows they've loosened the rules so incredibly loose that 40-year-olds can come in and score 25 points a night. Like, that's just not... And again, kudos to Kevin Durant and kudos to LeBron, because their stars do mean something to the NBA. But why the hell am I going to watch it? Oh, hey, LeBron's 80% of who he was 10 years ago, and Kevin Durant's 65%. Cool. Let me watch that guy, make sure he gets his 30 points a night. Woo, doggy, that's good basketball.
I think for a lot of people, I hate to say it, Jax, but for a lot of people, it's not even a question of what's going to be on the TV this weekend.
And I hate...
Or this Thursday.
...that it's not even in the question. That's the thing that I can't stress enough.
Well, you don't sound like you hate it, but that's neither here nor there.
No, because that's hate coming through. I'm so annoyed.
You don't sound annoyed.
And also, Cavs, can you start playing hard again last night? Can we just do that? I like this team.
Last night was a good game.
We got one.
That was a good game. That's not the game to get on him for. That was a good game last night.
By the way, that's a great message for throwback basketball fans. DeAndre Hunter got popped in the face once, and he turned into freaking Michael Jordan.
The post-game interviewer was like, do you need to get hit in the face before every game? And he laughed as if, like, that's not a bad idea.
Shouldn't you get in theory?
He's like, that's not a bad idea.
Weren't you the guy that wanted to bring back hitting people in the face in America?
And look what it did for him.
Yeah.
Here we are.
Yeah.
You're welcome, DeAndre Hunter.
Think about it. If I could guarantee you a ratings check every 3 months and all that has to happen is we both get punched in the face, we'd sign up for it.
Yeah, I'm very pro being hit in the face, though. I don't know.
I don't believe you are. I think you're pro hitting someone in the face. I don't think you're pro getting hit in the face.
I basically name your celebrity. Anybody in the world can hit me for $1 million. Name whoever you want to name out there. I'll have my jaw
Stormy
look like
Daniels.
Jake Paul's. Sure. If the million
but she's
dollar
not
check,
gonna hit you with her fists.
Whatever. If the $1 million check comes through at the end of it, at least they'll understand what's going on.
I don't think she will.
For $1 million? We're getting to indecent proposal vibes here now, is what we're getting to. For $1 million, we're fine.
John Fanta, NBC Sports, talks the Browns, Kevin Stefanski's future, and what he's seen from Shador in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100+ meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21+ only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Are you choosing Christmas Day basketball or Christmas Day NFL?
Will you tell Fanta your take on the NBA?
Yeah, it stinks. Fanta, just so you know, and we're going to get to John Fanta here, NBC Sports Cleveland's own. The NBA's finally jumped the shark, John.
I love his thoughts on it.
It's unwatchable. The pace is ridiculous. Too many three-pointers, and nobody plays hard on any given night. And you don't know who's going to play on any given night. You can't even trust the two best teams in the NBA on any given night to have a good night. Even those games stink. John, what say you?
Well, look, I think that the league has the issue with the availability of players, and I can understand where you're coming from there. I would say that, you know, the Thunder had gotten off to, this is non-Cleveland related, but the Thunder had gotten off to that 25-1 start, and the loss that they took to the Spurs, which was in the NBA Cup, which is a different level of discussion, but watching that game, that was a really well-played, fantastic basketball game between Wemby and San Antonio, who I think is a really intriguing team in the league, and Oklahoma City, who's this giant and could be the next wave of a dynasty in the league. I think when we see these players and when we see the marquee teams play, the quality is fantastic. It can deliver, and there's never been more offensively gifted. Like basketball in general, the offensive side of the ball is just favored. There's an advantage to it everywhere you look. Do I think that the league has some issues? I think the league has actually gotten a little bit better than in previous.
John, you put Nick to sleep, unfortunately.
I get it. If you disagree, you disagree. I watch the NBA.
The game stinks, John. Just admit it. Yeah. Compare it to 10 years ago.
Yeah, the Christmas Day slate in the NBA is better than the Christmas Day slate in the NFL.
And yet more people are going to watch the NFL.
They will. No, they will, and I get that. Football's king. But the quality of play in the NFL has struggled this year.
And it's still better than the quality of play in the NBA.
Yeah, but that's not the art. You asked me you asked me about the NBA. I'm not saying that if you guys came out and said, which one are you going to be watching? I mean, I'll be watching both. But I think I'm intrigued. I'm a hoop head, so I'm intrigued to watch the Spurs and Thunder play twice in the next three nights because I think that will be the league's rivalry for years to come. Ultimately, I mean, obviously in Cleveland things have not gone well to this point, and it's been tough to watch. But you know, look, the NFL's king. Like, there's no second debate for that. If you want to start saying that you like baseball more than the NBA. Because you know every night who's playing, who's pitching, all that, and that's your argument. I get it. I think the NBA has a regular season thing that they got to figure through. The NBA playoffs, though, are still very, very good.
Yeah, I think that's what makes it so interesting, though, is that like the NFL slate is just a nothing burger, and people are choosing Max Brosmer over Kevin Durant versus LeBron, and that's an interesting. Yeah. It's an interesting place for the NBA, and I do feel like they haven't lost me in the regular season, but it is an interesting spot when someone like Nick, who does like the NBA, likes the NBA playoffs, is just he's just out on the NBA regular season right now.
Right. I would say this, though. Do you guys think that there will ever be, and my answer is contrarian here to the question, so I'm not leaning a certain way, I'm just telling you guys. Do you think that there's a world where the NFL 5 out of the 7 nights or 6 out of the 7 nights of the week is a bad thing? Or no?
Oh, yeah, definitely. You can have too much. Yes.
I disagree. I think you could split.
I'm going to tell you right now, that's going to happen. Like, I would almost guarantee that. You heard it from me first. The National Football League within the next 4 or 5 years will have a game on 6 out of 7 nights.
It's going to happen. John, I'll go even one step further. I've said previously, and I still believe this, you could expand the league to 40 games or 40 teams, split the league in two, and have a fall and a spring league, and the NFL wouldn't miss. It would continue to grow in popularity. It'd be a year-round thing.
I think the problem, John, is that once you realize you can miss a game and the world keeps spinning, I think that's a big problem for the NFL. And I think when you expand out to that many games, the way that they've done in moving now to 17, and they're going to get to 18, and they're probably not by 20 by the time this whole thing is done, and then you also put it on 6 or 7 days a week, the idea that you can miss a game and life moves on is not a good thing for the NFL or an NFL fan to realize.
Yeah, and maybe this is the very point with the NBA. If you go down to 56 games, you go down to 45 games. I mean, I don't know what that looks like. But I do know if you decrease the games, you've just increased the need, the urgency, the level that your regular season needs to hit. Because at the end of the day, you cut the games by 40%. And all of a sudden, I got 40% less games that I can miss or that I can take a night off. And now I got to play because if I don't, we're going to miss the playoffs. So maybe there isn't an element to that. Baseball seems to have fought through that. Like, I do think within this argument, you got to give baseball credit because I think the pitch clock has helped enormously. I think it capitalizes during the dead summer window very nicely. It becomes a soundtrack to our summer. And I think the league, as I say all these things, the league is going to have a lockout after this season in all likelihood. It seems like it's inevitable, which is just classic baseball. But, yeah, I mean, maybe that's just it. You never want your sport to have dilution. You never want to look at your sport and say, this does not matter. This game ultimately doesn't really matter. And that the NFL just has to be careful with their business model because here's the thing. Netflix is going to want a regular season night, right? NBC would take multiple regular season nights. Disney would take multiple. Anybody would. So it's going to be interesting to see how that plays out.
John, we've got 5 starts in for Shador Sanders, 2 starts to go. Dealing closer to him being the favorite for the starting job heading into 2026 or the 2026 offseason, or do you lean closer to him being off the table as a potential starter in 2026?
No, I'm on the table. I mean, he has to earn the job. And forgive me, guys, I'm in downtown Newark getting ready for a Big East game tonight.
Oh, yeah, back at the alma mater. Congratulations on the call. It's got to be a whirlwind moment for you.
Yeah, the big game. Two guys that were invited to my wedding playing each other. So the personal elements of the game. I think I'm on the table with Shador Sanders being in the mix to start for the Browns. On August 1st, I don't think he's the starter for this team. I think it's going to be whoever the new coach is and whatever the new regime is, they're going to say, look, he showed us something. He did some good things. We've brought in a veteran or we've made this signing. We're going to name a starter after 2 weeks. I don't think that there, and I don't blame Shador for the Browns issues and, there's a lot more to be blamed than Shador Sanders as to why the team continues to lose Sunday after Sunday. The biggest of which is that they have kept the special teams coordinator employed. So I just can't understand that for the life of me. But I think it's on the table, guys. It should be on the table. He's done some things that do make you say, well, that's a professional move. That's a professional throw. What would that look like with a real offensive line? What would that look like with a real wide receiver room? Give him a chance to succeed. Give him a chance to succeed. Right now, with very little chance to succeed, he's made the Browns interesting. They're interesting to watch. Does he make mistakes? Yes. Do a lot of people in his seat with this offensive line and with this coaching staff, which has lost me on the offensive side of the ball, would they make mistakes too? Absolutely. He has earned himself a candidacy, and he could be the fit. I put it at 55% right now. I'm not ready to say he's a lock as the starter week one next season. I want to see him earn it and show it and continue to make progress, but he's absolutely in the mix for that job.
It feels like right now, John, the general consensus is Andrew Berry's safe, Kevin Stefanski won't be. If that's how the chips fall, is that enough for you?
I don't get that. I just don't get it. I also don't understand a lot of the observations that are coming out of that building from people that I respect the heck out of, but like, why isn't the pressure cooker been on, guys, on everybody involved? It just feels like, you know, Stefanski's going to be the guy that loses his job, and there's obvious reasons why, namely the record the last 2 years. But you could see this roster is flawed. It's flawed. It was flawed from week one. And it goes beyond just signing Deshaun Watson. And if that wasn't Berry and whatnot, and, you know, that was the owner, and the owner really wanted it to happen, so he takes ownership for that, fine. But then that doesn't absolve you from all the other things you've done. And, yeah, he did hit it nicely on this draft class. I give him credit for that. I would also say this. Like, yes, those guys have performed, and it's hard to perform in the National Football League. But if not them, who was it going to be? Like, the fact is, yes, they've all had good years, and Fannin's had a great year. And I'm impressed. Schlesinger's been fantastic. But those guys, they've had to play. And not every NFL team would have that structure with that much pressure on the rookies to do this. It's invaluable experience. But my point is, how? This will never be lost on me. How in a span of 23 months have you gone from being the NFL's hottest team, best feel-good story, playoff team? We went into the playoffs 2 years ago and we said, anything can happen. Anything can happen. They just blew out Houston. Why can't they go to Houston and win? The moment that they got their behinds kicked that afternoon in Houston, the organization has taken a free fall. I don't care what you think, what you counter. I know this much. You made a trade with Jacksonville on draft night. Yeah, you ended up with talented draft class. You made that trade thinking we're going to have two top 10 picks potentially in 2026. I predict the Jaguars will be in the AFC Championship game. So that goes out the window right there. They're already a playoff team, and I think they're going to make a real run in the playoffs. Well, to me, that's not a great trade, just being honest with you. I don't care who we got. I wouldn't have made that trade. And you've made mistake after mistake in other areas. You don't have the free fall over the last 24 months that you've had and continue to stay employed in the NFL. Also, when does it ever work when somebody keeps the head coach or keeps the GM and fires the other? And now you have two people who are forced to work together by a marriage. It doesn't work. They need to reset the whole thing. And they probably won't do it, but that's what I think needs to happen.
I think the Jags stink. I think they'll be one and done in the playoffs. And I think whether that's the 32nd pick or the 20th pick, I still think that's a successful trade.
But if you're one and done in the playoffs, then it's going to be 20 to 24th, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And I don't think so, but whatever. It's fine. If you want to argue that you would have done that trade again, that's fine. But you both know when they made that trade, we were thinking, oh my gosh, they could have two of the top eight picks in the draft, right?
But the point is, you still have an extra first rounder, which is pretty invaluable if you have a talent deficiency, yes? It's still a good trade.
And you got Quinshon out of it, too.
You did get Quinshon Judkins out of it, and he's been great. And this rookie class has been terrific.
You do not want to fight me today, and I want to fight John.
We've been jonesing for a fight, John.
So you would keep the GM.
I don't know.
No, I wouldn't. I said I'd fire him a long time ago. I agree with you on that premise for sure.
So we're not fighting.
Well, this wasn't my fight. I just inserted myself.
I just thought the Jacksonville trade was a good trade still. I think that was my fight.
Okay, if you want to argue that, that's fine. And I'll concede on that. But I'm not conceding on, like, it's just, there's no other team that would have this record the last 2 years And you would say, like, yeah, yeah, you know, that side of the building, they're doing a nice job. We're going to keep them around a little bit. Okay.
How many coaches did you invite to your wedding?
College basketball coaches were the ones that were invited because that's where I'm most closely aligned with. I would say I invited 8 coaches.
How many attended and who gave the best gift?
4.
That's a good ratio. You got 4 college coaches to go. That's a good ratio.
That's the fan to pull right there.
That's pretty good.
One of the – no. I did – only because you asked. No, one of the coaches gave a very generous 4-figure gift that was not necessary, is what I will say.
Is it Patino, and was it a bag of cash?
I was thinking Patino too. And also a bag of cash.
Yeah. It was not Patino.
Some gift cards to Italian restaurant?
I'm not going to go down that road on this Christmas Eve Eve, Nick and Jonathan. I thought this was a family program, or that went right out the window along.
We didn't say what he did at the Italian joint.
No, we just said he likes to go there. That's all.
My highlight of 2025 on this show is definitely the unicorn bit, because you two could not control yourselves over that, and things went sideways.
Hey. You're doing a Spotify Wrapped for your Collins now?
Yeah, I am.
You talked most about Shedeur Sanders. 2, the Cleveland Browns. 3, flip-flopping on Kevin Stefanski.
Yeah. Spotify Wrapped is what one of the co-hosts on the morning show does every morning to your show. So, you know, I mean, that's
We do like that.
That's what we're doing there, fans. And just like that, you got me back.
Is this an airing of grievances on Festivus or not? Are you guys bought into Festivus? Are you Seinfeld guys?
Like Seinfeld, think the Festivus thing in sports talk is massively overplayed.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay. So that goes down the drain there. That goes down the drain. No. To put closure on this, you can't possess the track record that the people in that building have said and say that any, like, to the reporter out there, I'm just saying, I'm not saying that I don't trust they have good sources or whatnot, but like, I sometimes read when people are like, yes, this person is more than safe or really safe. You two know this. You're not safe until we've gotten through Tuesday after the regular season ends. Like, if we get through Tuesday and then whoever was employed still has their job, then I would probably say, all right, well, that probably means that they are going to, you know, be staying put with the organization. So I don't think anyone is safe. I think that they're going to have to take a hard look in the mirror of where they want to go trajectory-wise. But I think it's time for a total reset of this org.
You're talking about 92.3 The Fan or the Browns?
Oh, no. The Browns. I love 92.3 The Fan. 92.3 The Fan is outstanding.
Good
so,
save.
No,
Good
the
save.
Browns.
That's not going to make Barrett Sports Media. Good call.
No, it will not make Barrett Sports Media.
They're too busy judging everybody and how they sign off their radio shows.
Hopefully the hotkey of you guys are special will live up to its billing in 2026 as well.
John, you're special, buddy. We appreciate you.
Thank you, John.
You guys are too. Merry Christmas, Cleveland. Have a wonderful holiday. And maybe the Cavs will bring us a win, despite Nick Wilson sleeping through it.
Merry Christmas, John Fanta. And by the way, baby Fanta's first Christmas. I bet you Rick Pitino got him a bag of cash, too.
You know he did.
Know.
That's the only thing Pitino knows how to give.
Well, no. You're not going to get
now.
Me.
Easy now.
You're not going to get me. John Fanta, NBC Sports on the Fan Hotline.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first 2 orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right. I don't know why we have to do this again. It's Quinshon Judkins.
Yeah.
All right. I've heard it all across the station today. I'm not calling anyone out specifically.
You should probably call them out.
And certainly not somebody who's working on the show right now, whom we love and respect personally. It is Quinshon Judkins. This whole station.
Well,
like,
who
the guy broke
wrong?
His leg. Is that not enough injustice in this world? You got to mispronounce his name again?
Did they do the Junkins thing?
It's Junkins. Junkins, Junkins, Junkins. No, it's Judkins.
Oh, I didn't tell you. I went on with Pony today, and he kept saying Shador's name wrong.
How did he say it?
Well, the way he always says it.
Shador or Shador?
Yeah,
it's more like a...
It's more the second than the first.
I just don't get it.
And I almost want to stop the interview and be like, if we're just going to do this interview, you just keep saying it wrong. But there's no context there. He wouldn't understand any bit of the idea that he needs to get that right.
See, this is why you're too nice. All right?
Yeah,
we need to shame
instance,
people
yes.
into getting these names right.
I know. So who said Junkins?
Almost everyone.
You just said shame people. What shame some people?
I've heard.
Who said Junkins?
No, because right now, if they're listening to the station, they know who they are.
Tough talking Nick
they
Wilson over here.
They know who they are.
Oh, yeah, you should call out Pony. This is I would. Come on, no chance.
Because then I'm going to look like the misogynist
shame,
at the station
shame these
for the
people.
Two names
we
that came to
shame
mind today.
Them or they'll never work. Well, here's your opportunity, man.
No, you know who you are.
Here's your chance.
All I'm going to say is, this is my Christmas present to you. I'm not calling anyone out by name, but I will call out his name. Quinshon Judkins. Quinshon Judkins. Quinshon Judkins. Quinshon Judkins. Okay, messed up at the end.
I thought you were going to mess up at the front. So the fact that you even made it to a third time was...
But I still said Quinshon Judkins. I don't know why we're doing this. I just do not know why we're doing this.
You mean in general?
No, I know why we're doing this.
Yeah, okay,
yeah, yeah,
all right.
I don't know. It's Mike Holmgren. No, guys, it's Mike Holmgren. Okay. We don't have to put your names.
He's going to be here for a very long time, you would imagine.
And they're going to mess it up for a really long time.
I know. No, I got that. So, I mean, I like to resolve things on the air. Should we have the person come on in, whoever that was? Was it Jax?
Jax, say the name.
Quinshon Judkins.
Yeah, we know it wasn't Jax.
Yeah.
We got a lot of reasons to know it wasn't Jax.
Actually, if he did, it'd
back
be on purpose.
Days.
That'd be purposeful disrespect, yeah.
All right, well.
Disrespect means disrespect over there, Jax.
I don't think it was Jake Murren. I haven't seen him in a long time.
Nope, I don't know who it could be. All I'm saying, because it's not anybody
who
just
else is
working.
On the show?
It's not just anybody working right now.
I know Jax. Jax is like,
across,
are you not getting it? You think I'm
it's across the station.
You think I'm a child?
I've
Jax?
Heard at least three people to say today say Quinshon Judkins. And
that was
I cannot
as mean in anything that I did to Jax last week, by the way. Yeah, he tried to like be like, it's talking about that person.
Nope. No, it wasn't. No, what you did to Jax last week was the most cold-blooded thing I've ever seen.
I said funny, I was sorry, and I meant it.
Funny, Like, you know me. You can, if it's the biggest jerk move in the world, but it's very funny, I'm going to side on, well, that was funny. Well,
no,
done.
No, the problem is you've kept it going. It could have died. We went water under the bridge.
And I told everybody at the holiday
party.
You told
everybody. I mean, everybody. Yeah. I don't know why.
You know why?
You made that like your story of the night.
Because then it was my way of being a D to you.
I got that. I understood that. Didn't appreciate that. We could have let the story die. It was going to be buried. It was like a 5 o'clock story on a Friday. It was going to be buried.
And in fairness, could have let the Quinshon Judkins mispronunciations die too, but we didn't.
No, we didn't. No, we didn't.
So here we are.
No, we didn't.
And I have to shame people. Listen,
you know who else does this, by the way? Coach Riz also says his name wrong.
He does.
Like on a consistent basis, he gets it wrong. And it's like, Coach, we got to... So, all right, I named it. I shamed the person. I feel like now, batter up. Here we go.
Three people on the station today.
Man, who else? Somebody in the morning then, or someone in the middays?
At least one person in the middays, and then no comment on the third person. But somebody said Quinshon Judkins.
Yeah, we'll get there. We'll get there, guys.
But
the
point is...
They'll only run for 1,500 yards, and you might get it right.
No, I don't think they will. We never got home good.
Well, this
right.
is like There's Shador, certain, though. This is Shador with Pony. Like, for some reason, it just doesn't click in certain people's brains.
And if fans get the name wrong, I can handle it. You don't cover the team every day. But if you're on the station, can we just get the damn name right? Can we just get Quinshon Judkins. There's no way to... Judkins.
See, now you're doing it so much, you're not only screwing yourself up, now you're screwing up everyone that's
just
listening.
Everyone's now
doubting what it actually is. It's like how I'm going with Tyler Shuck right now, is that so many people have called him Shook and have gotten it so wrong that I doubt myself every time I say it. I'm like, wait, is it? It's Tyler Shuck. I know this is right, but now so many people have gotten it wrong that I question myself every time.
It's because of Nick Shook. Nick Shook is throwing everybody off. Cleveland's own guest on the station. NFL Daily Podcast, Quinshon Judkins. There, we got it.
You got it.
Teamwork makes a dream work. The lead in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.